The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We got a beautiful day outside. We got all kinds of great sports and stuff to talk about. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, R-E-A-L, at John Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975, you can also text the show. 713-780-3776 is the number, and it's a Friday.
We so excited, Fred.
We freaking excited.
We so excited. We gonna have a good time.
I don't even remember the lyrics other than it.
Come on.
Tomorrow's Saturday. I know that.
Sunday comes afterwards.
Sunday comes afterwards? That's pretty
cool.
Here
we go.
G-R-B, Rebecca Black. So chillin' in the front side,
yeah.
This is your part, right? Driving, cruising, fast lane, switching lanes.
No, okay. No, because I don't remember the words.
You really don't make it this far into the song.
No, we never do. I just remember doing an analysis of this song, and the whole front seat, back seat was about that dude and Rebecca Black being in the back seat, which should be illegal because she was 13. But isn't she legal by now?
It's got to be getting close.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so we can go ahead and make jokes about it now, right?
I can't wait to play the Thanksgiving song.
Oh, I don't like the Thanksgiving song nearly as much. No, it's not time yet.
Yeah, we're not even close.
It's not time, John.
John, we're barely in pumpkin beer season. You can't start Thanksgiving stuff.
Come darn. On.
We've got to have Halloween first. You got the Halloween song?
No. Okay. No. I'll search and see if that guy, that producer, that's the same guy that raps on the Friday song, if he's come out with a Halloween song.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be good.
We call that a producer? Really?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. What's happening today,
he's
fellas?
Not like, he never made it to be like Dr. Dre. He's like nurse's assistant Ron. Like he's, you know.
But he came up with that beautiful piece of work.
He did hit that.
Well, but she was 13. He's not supposed to hit that.
I mean, he that's not what I meant.
Ah, but, okay.
Well, you know.
Yeah. What's happening today, man?
Sports and things of that nature. What's going on with you, man?
Dude, so stoked. What a beautiful day today.
It is good. It is so good. And I did have a bit of a rough start because I rented that trailer today to go get my front tire fixed.
Yeah.
And I got my bike up on there and used a bunch of tie downs and got it in place. Sure enough, one of the tie downs broke and it tipped over and it put a little ding in my gas tank.
What didn't happen while you were driving, did it?
Yeah, while I was driving my truck.
Yeah, but I mean, you were pulling it when it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. So yeah, not happy about that, but it's not that bad. I just have the worst luck with that bike. I don't know what's going on. But I got the tire fixed, and oh, it drives so good, and I wanted to bring it in today, but I was just me picking it up.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I guess I'll have to get it tomorrow.
Yeah. You'll have a nice weekend to ride
around. Yes, beautiful weekend.
Although, it's a good thing you didn't ride today. It's idiot driver day today.
Well, it is Friday, which those are the worst days to drive.
Because it's so funny because people just – Yeah, they're totally oblivious to any other car on the road on Fridays. It's just doo doo doo. Oh, I'm just going to change across four lanes. I don't know if there's anybody behind me. I don't care. But man, just a great day to be alive. Excited about the show today. In a terrific mood. Off to a good start thanks to BYU last night. Although I have to
say, let me tell you what'll make you sick, Fred. You bet BYU plus 7.5, and then they try that fake punt.
As soon as they did that, I almost threw something at the TV. Dude, I'm like, what the hell?
My anger level was, I mean, my wife was scared. Yeah, she was like, what's the big deal? I was like, are you kidding me? Do you see what just happened? Yeah, it was.
Why do you care so much about this game? Listen, is what I got last night.
You know why I care. She knows why I care, but I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, I've
never seen something so absurd.
I got the, I don't want to know how much you bet on this game, do I, comment. And I'm like, no, you don't. But then, hey, you know, I think it was brilliant, AJ. Here's why. Everything turned around for him after that.
Yeah.
They get the stop. Boise misses the field goal. Pick six. Get a fumble after that. Next thing you know, the whole game's turned around. Yeah. So I think this is a strategy that coaches should employ. They should go for it on 4th and 19 from their own end zone. All the time, because it turns the game around.
Yeah, that's the best move.
I don't understand. We don't criticize coaches enough that make that kind of money. Everybody wants to get on players. Oh, this guy makes all this money, and Brock Osweiler's making $72 million, and he sucks. How can you get paid that much money to head up a football program and make that kind of call? That's something you don't even do when you're bleeping around on Madden.
Yeah, that's. I mean, even on Madden, you punt the ball there.
Yeah.
I mean, because nothing good can happen.
And it's like, well, on film, we saw something that would work. Good call. Good scouting there, buddy. That worked out real well for you. But, and of course, comes down to the end, BYU's, I can kind of understand a little bit because their kicking sucks. How is there not a Mormon in the world that can kick a field goal?
I don't know. I don't know much about religion, but I don't maybe either. It's against the religion.
I don't know much about Mormons. But do you not have any soccer players or anything? Is there not a Kathy Ireland out there you can go pull off the girls' soccer team? That was just brutal. They should have won that game. They really should have. But, hey, I'll take it. That 7 was in that little game we played, it was 7.5.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure you're off to a 1-0 start also.
I am, yeah. Yeah. I think you and I are the only two that are. Mm. One guy actually picked all three games last night.
Yeah.
But he picked Boise in the third one. He was 2-0, but then he picked Boise, so he finished 2-1, so he's out.
Oh, well. Did you watch any of that NFL game last night?
Oh, yeah.
God.
Maybe the NFL just sucks now. Maybe that's what it is.
It's
got to get better, right?
I'm starting to understand why people aren't watching. I mean, that game, of course, Brian Hoyer snaps his arm, which kind of a shame, but he always breaks, so it's not that big a deal. But I'm just watching it And Aaron Rodgers, if you just look at his passing yards, you think, wow, he had a good game.
Yep.
No, he didn't.
Nope, not really.
What did he throw, 32 passes in the first half?
Dude, I said this last night, and I stand by it. The Packers are the NFC Texans. Their record is good. So if you open up the newspaper on Monday morning, Tuesday morning, you're going to say, oh, Packers look like they're pretty solid.
And you see that Green Bay next to it, you think, hey, this is a Super Bowl contender because it's the Packers.
But if you're using your eyeballs, same thing that we've been saying about the Texans, how it's a phony 4-2. The Packers are phony. That's not a good team. They're not doing anything. They're not going anywhere with that. They can't.
Yeah, I don't know. Thing is, I don't know if it's a phony 4-2 because the teams they beat are just the teams they're supposed to beat.
Yeah, phony as in usually a team that's 4-2 is a contender.
Yes,
they are not a contender. They're just not a good team. 4-2 should mean, oh, you're a pretty good team. They're just not. The Texans aren't either.
Yeah.
There's different kinds of 4-2s is what it boils down to. The Texans and the Packers, they've got similar paths to their records, and it doesn't inspire hope in me.
Deacon brings up a really good point about that fake punt. Let's not forget a small detail on 4th and 19, and it's a run, not a pass.
Yeah, the punter is going to run for 20 yards,
but it looked good on film, AJ. Oh,
I'm sure it did.
How often does that happen?
I mean, good Lord, who's coming up with this?
Oh well. So he says the whole league is getting Olivia Munn.
Maybe so. I mean...
I'm telling you.
I don't know. I normally don't believe in things like that.
I saw the worst theory about why Rodgers is struggling. And I wrote about it. I don't remember if we talked about it on the show. That they took his numbers before Deflategate and then after Deflategate and tried to make a case that it was because he was also doing that with the balls. So this is what happens when you turn something like that into what it became. Hmm. Now there's a Rodgers likes deflated balls theory out there.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, this is the NFL's fault. That was the worst thing they ever did was Deflategate. That's when they look back 10 years from now and football's dead and we're all watching soccer or rollerball, that's going to be what it was, the Deflategate scandal. Well, you heard it here first. Yeah, that or just the fact that it's bad. I think it goes a lot beyond. Well, I started saying this last year. I was enjoying college football more because it's more creative. And I really believe that. I think the coaches are doing different things because they have to, because the talent discrepancy is so much. You can't walk into Alabama and say, hey, we're going to line up and run Bill O'Brien's offense, whatever it is, and beat Alabama.
Yeah.
You have to do stuff differently. You have to spread it out. Or, you know, you look at a team like Navy that goes out there and runs a triple option. And Georgia Tech and teams like that, they can't compete with athletes on a higher level straight up. So you have to out-create people. And I'm enjoying that. NFL, it's not there. Everybody runs the same plays. It just comes down to who screws up more than the other team, more often than not, and whose quarterback's playing better. And it's such a league of mistakes where if somebody makes a mistake, then you have a big play, as opposed to somebody going out and creating a big play. And I think it... I got to say it, it's boring to watch. A lot of these games are just boring to watch. And there's very few that I look back on and say, you know what, that was a hell of a good game that I've seen so far this year.
Dude, are there games that you've got high hopes for? Because I've got one this weekend
There's a couple I have high. But I've gone in every week with high hopes for a lot of games.
Dude, I've learned long ago, Thursday nights, I'm just assuming it's going to be a bad game. And, of course, my dumb ass will still be there watching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was there. I was flipping back and forth.
Thursday night football is not good. It's almost never good. But I'm always there. You'd think I'd learn my lesson. But offenses perform worse on Thursday nights. It's been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
The game is just sloppier. It's slow.
There's more penalties.
I just don't have time for it. Mm. But, of course, I make time. That's the problem.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776.
Watching that game made me wish I'd watched an entire baseball game last night.
Eric says inventive, like the punter running out of the end zone. Hey, it was creative.
That's something.
Didn't say it was smart.
You know, what they did do there, they had the element of surprise. I'll give them that.
None of us saw it coming.
I would have never guessed in 100 years that was where they were going to call the fake punt. So I'll give them credit. If the point of using a fake punt is to catch your opponent off guard, I would guess everyone was caught off guard, perhaps even the punter.
Oh, they really called this for me? Yeah. Cool.
That's one of those ones
I hope I get to the 1 yard line.
At the end of the game, I was kind of half-ass expecting to hear the coach go, I don't know what the hell he was thinking. I didn't call that.
Did you see him at halftime? It's like, oh, we saw it on film, and it looked like it would
work. I know. But didn't you expect to hear, like, I don't know what he was thinking. Yeah, something crazy got into his head.
I expected to hear I was an idiot kicker.
I mean, that was real. That was a called play.
Oh, well. Now go out and recruit a guy who can make a field goal so you can actually win a game. That would be good.
Casey says, I think the only reason I pay attention to these crappy Thursday night games is for fantasy purposes. Yeah, like, if you – and this is why the NFL so desperately needs fantasy football, daily fantasy, sports betting – because if you take that away, no one gives a damn about Packers-Bears on a Thursday night except Packer fan and Bear fan. And those two and honestly, Bear fan probably doesn't even give a damn because the Cubs were on.
Yeah.
And not to mention, their team's 1-4, 1-5 now. They didn't care anyway. They're done with this season. So I can't imagine that the NFL doesn't secretly want everyone to be betting on their games, because that's the only way they're going to do anything.
No,
the only way they're going to have any ratings.
They should open up about it is what they should do and quit hiding from it like Goodell did. I don't even want to talk about that idiot, but when he said, oh, we're vehemently opposed. No, I mean, that's why people watch the games. It's always been why people watch games with teams that they don't care about.
Yeah.
And there's very few people who are like us, and even if I weren't betting, I'd watch a whole hell of a lot of college football games and a whole hell of a lot of NFL games that don't involve teams I care about. But there's very few people like that. There's a lot of our listeners are like that. But most people are like, oh, no, I'm watching the Texans. Or I'm going to watch the Colts and root against them because I'm a Texans fan. Or I'm a Cowboys fan, and I'll watch these other guys and root against them. But otherwise, people are watching for fantasy, and they're watching for gambling.
Yep.
And I do think that the...
Yeah, oh, you think they were watching? Oh, well, the Packers, they were trying to keep a good hold on second place in the NFC North.
Yeah.
And the Bears are, you know, they'll still be in last place if they win, but they'll be inching closer to not last place. I mean, come on.
All right, guys. We have a lot to get to, so we'll get to it. We'll get some phone calls when we come back. Right now, I got to tell you about Houston Can Academies, a terrific school where they take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. And these are good kids. They just... had all kinds of reasons for dropping out. Maybe they had to get jobs to support their families. There's all kinds of stories there. And what Houston Can Academies does is work around whatever those problems were, give them a second chance. And so many of them take advantage of it and go on to do great things. And they graduate. You've probably met somebody who went to Houston Can Academies. You probably work with somebody. And these are people who would have never had that opportunity without Houston Can Academies. Who knows where they'd be right now? Well, you can help. All you have to do is donate a vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV. It could be a forklift. Doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter whether it's running. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork for you. And your donation's tax deductible. And that's the best part, because when you have to start filling out those taxes at the end of the year, you can write it off. And that's always a good thing. So you're going to get rid of something you're not using anymore. It's probably an eyesore. You're probably looking at that thing. I mean, why do I still have this thing? I was going to fix it up, but it looks terrible. I should donate it. Then you can write it off. You're going to help a kid, and you're going to feel good about yourself. And if you do it today and tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, how about this? $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Write off the car, not the kid.
Is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
Texas A&M, Alabama, college football, Saturday at 2:30 on ESPN 97.5. Presented locally by Doggett Heavy Machinery.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. All right, I'm going to set some rules for the show today.
Rules?
Yes. If you're...
I don't believe in rules.
Going to come with nonsense. Not you. This doesn't involve you. This involves...
Because I'll do what I want.
This involves our friends that were in a really weird mood yesterday, and we're really sensitive and nasty and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, the salty Sallys, you mean?
Yeah. If you bring that today, it's just getting ignored. And we're going to have a real short trigger finger on the calls. So if you start nonsense, Jong's going to just kill you and it's not going to get on the air. And you know what nonsense is. Certain quarterback in Miami. If that comes up, a certain betting line, if that comes up. By the way, I did post the betting guide on HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. And there is one play on there tonight. And we'll get to it on the show at some point.
All right.
But, yeah, it's a good hour for you guys to jump in because 5 o'clock's always completely full. So let's grab some phone calls. We'll start it off with RJ. I'm guessing it's not RJ Bell, but that's okay. What's up, RJ? You get to be the first RJ on the show today.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Hey, now.
Hey, we all know that the ratings are in. NFL viewing is down. You know, it's proven. It's out there. So, I mean, I know a lot of people are suggesting that the ratings are down because of Goodell's interference and a lot of different issues, not only the flake gate, you know, the way he handles penalties and, you know, all different types of issues. But, and I tend to agree with that as well. But another avenue I was going on was maybe it's the things that he's not really paying attention to, you know, the things that he's not pointing out. And honestly, I'm going to address it more or less the Kaepernick issue of kind of nipping that in the bud, you know. He's quick to try to handle other issues that come about, you know, but something that's sensitive to us all, whether you watch football or not, you know. He hasn't really took any control over that or had the team take any control over that. So maybe that's an issue that people are struggling with as well. You know, on top of all the other stuff, you know, when you have a your regular football watcher, they're going to be frustrated. But again, we're going to be on TV Sunday watching it, you know. But for your watcher that is kind of, you know, yeah, I support the team, I watch whatever, you know, all the other side things that are going on. That cap issue, you know, when it kind of hits your patriotism type thing, it's going to turn people off. It really is. And these are people you may not get back.
I think what they're losing, they're not losing us because we're still watching. But it is that casual person who could easily get turned off by something. I do want to correct something, and this is just one of those things that drives me nuts as I get further and further removed from the journalism world. But headlines that say NFL not worried about low ratings. The ratings are not low. They're down. And there's a significant difference there.
That's true. They're low relative to what they normally are.
Yes. There's still a lot of sports that would kill for those ratings.
Of course.
So to call them low ratings, and the caller didn't. This is something that I saw on what used to be a reputable website. But it just basically said that was the headline, NFL not concerned over low ratings. Well, that's inaccurate. They're not concerned over declining ratings or falling ratings. But the ratings are not low. They're still pretty good, but there's a reason they're losing people. And I think it's casual fans that they're losing. And you know, when I watch a game like that last night, and all these Thursday games are like that, I don't want to watch that. I don't want to spend my life on that. I didn't have any interest in it in terms of gambling or fantasy. So, oh well. And 713-780-ESPN. And some people think it's, you know, election year or something. I think there's a lot to it. But I'm sure
there is a lot to it. But I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, it's got to be frustrating for them. But they also have to be watching this and knowing, man, our product isn't as good as it has been.
Yeah. Let's try David.
I almost turned off an NFL football game last night to watch baseball. You know how many times that's happened to me? None. None. I found myself flipping over to a BYU versus Boise State game during commercials,
yeah, but during
game action.
Well, that's different because I was invested in that game, so I was going to watch it. Let's try David real quick. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
Sports to you, man.
So I'm not claiming this is a totally original question. I just haven't heard your take on it recently. Going back to 2009, 2010, Aaron Rodgers has probably been the top-rated quarterback in the NFL. His MVPs, his Super Bowls and whatnot, but the past two seasons, he hasn't looked like the same Aaron Rodgers. Do you guys still put him as maybe the number one quarterback in the NFL, which has kind of been the sports opinion for the past few years, or do you think he's maybe slipped to two or three, or what's your take?
I would rather have Tom Brady than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and I don't think, and I think that's pretty...
Honestly, I might rather have Ben Roethlisberger than Aaron Rodgers at this point.
Those would be the two guys on the top of my list. I think Rodgers has always been in that conversation, but I don't know that anyone would clearly say he was better than Tom Brady since that time. But right now, no, he's not. If you just go on this year and really going back to last year, there's a few guys I might take over him right now. It's certainly those two, but just for this season, I think Matt Ryan's playing a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's causing it. A lot of times, hey, this guy's taking a beating. He's not the biggest guy. He's kind of a slight guy. He's been beat up a lot over the years. Maybe that's taking a toll. Maybe he's going to have a Phillip Rivers kind of thing where he sort of hangs down for a couple years and then comes back and plays well. It's another guy who's playing real well right now, by the way, even though his team's not winning a lot of games. I don't know what it is with him. But it's certainly enough of a pattern now that you got to be concerned.
Yeah. I mean, do I still think Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks in the league? Of course. It's the same thing I said last year about Andrew Luck. I'm not going to let six games of bad football that Andrew Luck played last year change my whole opinion on what he is as a player. I'm not going to let what I've seen out of Aaron Rodgers change my opinion on what he is. He's still a fantastic quarterback. Is he down? Yeah. But I think it's enough to, over the last year and a half, that I'd rather have Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger than him.
I agree. I learned something about myself today, AJ. You know how we talk about...
What'd you learn?
We'll save that. That'll be a radio tease.
Oh, man. Okay.
Since John started playing music. It involves our phones. How's that?
Okay.
I'm not a big tease guy, but since... Just because the music came up, we'll do that. And then we'll grab some more calls. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy, bitches.
713-780-ESPN. I got to give credit to Lewis Woodard, who's the only person who recognized my shirt today. So,
I was going to ask about that shirt. What is that from?
It's House Targaryen. This is my dorky Game of Thrones shirt that I've been waiting for it to get cool enough to wear. It's my little Targaryen long sleeve shirt.
I mean, it's just got, it doesn't say Targaryen, it just has the little logo.
It has the sigil,
Like only true booger eaters would notice.
Exactly.
That.
And he eats more boogers than I do when it comes to this. So, all right. So this morning I had to go get a haircut and I realized I don't really drive very many places anymore. If we're on remote, I'll drive to that. And basically, I drive here and then home.
Right.
So on my phone, it always pops up 18 minutes to West Alabama. Traffic is normal. Today, when I get in the car this morning, it says 4 minutes to Smith Street. I'm like, what the heck? I realize that's specs. So the only three places I go in my car now are here, specs, and home.
So you were trying to go to work.
Well, no, actually, I was going to a place to get my hair cut that was over in like Montrose area.
Oh, gave you like one of those suggestions? Are you going here?
Yeah. As soon as I turned the car on, 4 minutes to...
Montrose and Wah?
Not quite that far. Not quite as far as Wah. But I might have a problem in that if that's one of the two places it comes up on your phone, maybe you spend too much time there.
Yeah. Probably.
Or as a couple people suggested on Twitter, maybe I'm spending too much time at work and not enough time at specs.
That's also a possibility.
Oh, well. I learned a valuable lesson about myself. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And Nick, that shirt sounds awesome. I need one. When's the next time you're doing laundry? Well played, sir. It goes back to a show from a few weeks ago. There's another story that came out today that also goes back to something I think last week we were talking about when I saw the sunflower seed shells in the toilet.
Yeah.
Did you see the dude from the Canadiens game last night? This is even worse. This is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. Dude buys nachos and a drink. I'm guessing a beer because you'd have to be drunk enough to do this. And he sits them down on the floor under the urinal while he's peeing. Ugh. Is that not the most disgusting bathroom thing you could possibly do? For one thing, don't bring your food into the bathroom anyway. Especially at a sporting event, those things are horrible, right?
I'm curious your take on this. I used to do this. I don't do it as often now, but when I'm in like a public setting, like a bar setting, if I've got a beer or a drink of any kind, and I've got to go to the restroom, do you take your beer with you or just leave it there?
I leave it there, but I put a coaster on top of it, or I will put a napkin on top of it.
Okay, that might be a good move.
That way, and I kind of notice how I do it. That way I can tell if anybody's messed with it.
Like, if it's in a there's a bar up on the north side called Hop Scholar that I'll drink at sometimes. It's not very busy, usually. I mean, there's times where it is, but, like I know the guy who tends the bar there. Then I'll just leave it there.
Yeah, and most places I'm like that. I know the people there.
But if it's someplace busy, like where there's, you know, people bumping into each other and things like that.
The best ones are the ones that have the little shelf when you walk in that you can put your beer on.
That's an ideal situation.
Yeah. Memo to people who have bars that are busy.
Or if you, I mean, think about this for a second. What if you're not, let's say you're out at like a bar or even a nightclub and you don't have a seat at the bar per se. You're just walking around holding a beer. You've got to take that with you, right?
Yeah.
And then if they don't have that shelf, do you hold the beer while you pee? Do you sit it on top of the urinal? What's your move?
I hold it away from the urinal as far away as possible.
You're really drunk?
Well, then I'm...
Then you just put it on top of the urinal, huh?
Yeah, or my head, whichever comes first. I don't know. No, but I try not to do that. And usually, if I'm out with people, then I'll go and they're staying at the bar and watching everything.
Yeah, I've tried to... Well, that's the other thing. You socialize. I don't. I've tried to get to where now I just drink my whole I drink my whole beer before I go to the restroom.
That's another strategy that works really well. But sometimes you can't do that, right?
Right.
That
it's
just makes it
an
worse.
Option.
Yeah, but no, most of the time. I don't go to clubs and things like that. And if the bar's too crowded, even if it's one of my favorite bars, I won't stay. I don't like that. I like enough people there. Basically, if it's a bar where people are being really loud because there's so many of them, I'm out of there. So it won't matter. But I also hang out a lot of places where there's not that many people. So it's not an issue much.
Right.
I think where it'd be more of an issue would be at a football game.
That's a tough one, too.
Yeah, because those bathrooms.
I mean, but they have cup holders on the seats now.
But, yeah. But then,
I mean, somebody's probably going to kick it. I don't know. Maybe people are throwing peanut shells around. A lot can go wrong.
Long-time listener, long-time texter, first-time listener. Ask AJ if Cody No Love deserves a title shot yet.
No, he doesn't, but he'll get one. Or he got one. I mean, he doesn't deserve it, but he got it, so good for him.
Philip says you're making it tough for me to slip you a roofie, friend. Well, I do. I am always paranoid that somebody's going to mess with my drink, so that's why I do that. And then and this is way paranoid, but I'll put it in a certain way so that if it's different when I come back, I won't finish the drink.
Hi, Fred.
Yeah, that's why. Let's grab a phone call real quick.
It's happened before.
John, you're on the Blitz. Go. John.
It's funny you mentioned. Yeah, hello?
Go.
Hey, sports.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the NFL. You mentioned earlier that you think the casual fans are the ones that are not watching. I found that I'm 48. I got a bunch of friends that watch sports. I found that the hardcore fans of my friends are the ones that are leaving. They're not watching as much. And all of them seem to have the same issues with football. Before even the Kaepernick thing came around, it was Goodell, the way he's reactive on every issue. And as far as the NFL can't verify what a catch is, the way that they've created all these rules for the offense and the defense players can't even defend a receiver anymore. When the Kaepernick thing came around, it was like the final straw, it seems like, for most of my friends. And I'm telling you, I'm talking about hardcore sports guys.
They're not watching football because of Colin Kaepernick?
That means not there anymore.
Like, that's I just can't – everyone said that. Oh, the NFL is going to lose listeners. I didn't think that was real. I can't imagine anyone is not watching football because players aren't standing up for the national anthem. I mean,
well,
if you're a hardcore football fan, that's not going to stop you from watching games, is it?
No, I don't think you're, to be honest, I don't think you're that hardcore if that's your reason.
I mean, maybe you're a Niners fan and you're boycotting because Colin Kaepernick's playing, not because he stands up or sits down during the anthem, but just because he sucks. I could see boycotting that. But if you're a fan of another team, who cares?
And I think if you're bothered by it, what you're bothered by is the constant references to it from commentators and all the story, because if you're watching the game, I don't watch the anthem for a game that's on TV.
No.
In fact, I don't watch pregame. I don't watch anything until I know it's time for kickoff. And like on a Texans game on a Sunday, I'll watch a movie. I'll watch, highlights from something. And at 12:01, it's on. Because I don't care about what comes on before that. And so to me, it's not an issue, but that's me. And I guess it is to some people. But I don't want to turn this into anthem show, so let's nip that crap in the bud right now.
All right, let's talk about man's best friend. I took my dog there, and she has done a 180. She was a kind of a pain in the ass, to be honest. And, I mean, she's still a puppy, so she still has some pain in the ass tendencies, but a lot of them are gone, thanks to Man's Best Friend. We sat down with one of the people there, and they said, what do you want your dog to learn? What do you want to focus on? We told them our priorities, and when we came back to pick up our dog, that's what was worked on. That's the problems that were fixed. Really unbelievable service that you get for life. After you do the training, you get free return visits, follow-up appointments, and we've gone every other week just to reinforce these things in her, to try and make it just common practice for her, and it's working fantastic. 2331 Bingle Road in Houston. You can give them a call, 713-932-6709, mansbestfriend.com. Our listeners get 30% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. And if you go to the website right now, ESPN975.com, you can register to win a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend. You can use it on boarding, grooming, training, whatever you want to use it on. All you got to do is click on the link, sign up, register to win. Easy as that. Go to mansbestfriend.com or go to ESPN975.com and register to win that gift card. It's Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Hold up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, guys, it's almost D-Day. Today is D-Day. Dick's Day. Dick's Sporting Goods coming to Houston. We're excited about the new grand opening of Dick's this weekend. It's already going on now. The big stuff's happening tomorrow, though. I'll be at the new Dick's Sporting Goods located at Willowbrook Mall tomorrow from 1 until 3 with Rockets legend Mario Elie. We're going to give away a ton of stuff, so come check it out. Willowbrook Mall from 1 to 3.
Now, Willowbrook Mall is going to be overrun with people then.
Oh, it's going to be a madhouse.
That'll be the big one. You'll have to figure out where to put your beer. Just saying. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. Yeah, man, there's a ton of theories out there, that, and everybody's throwing some good ones up, but it's just, everybody has different reasons for whether they'll watch something or not. I'm just getting to the point where if it's a crap game, I'm not going to bother. I'll watch enough and read enough to be able to talk about it, but that's it. And Thursday night games, yeah, that's probably a bit much because it's pretty rare we get a good one. But I used to be one of those people, hell, I love Tuesday night college football. Just there's football on.
Yeah.
But I think some of it now has just gotten to where you're like, eh. And to be fair, that BYU-Boise game was pretty ugly last night.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I was invested, though.
Don't you think it's like just a cumulative effect of what's happened since the last CBA?
Well,
like players not being able to hit each other during practice, that's become turned, you know, tackling into a very, very hard thing to do. And, you know, this is the rule changes where you can't touch a wide receiver and all this different kind of stuff that's happened over the last, what, decade?
Perhaps. I think it could be a cumulative effect. It could be just I'll go back. I think the fact that, okay, games are on Twitter now, and that's going to pull ratings away from you at some point. And, you know, they're driving you to that. You get on Twitter, it's got that big watch the game here, which, hey, that's great. You sold the rights. But that would be if we decided, hey, you know what? We're going to take an hour of our show and we're going to sell it to Twitter and it's only going to be on Twitter. Well, guess what? You think our ratings are going to be as good?
No.
Because people are going to go watch that hour of show there. I think that contributes too. And the reality is, I think they're stupid when they say, oh, well, we're not losing viewers, because I think they are. But it's you run a dictatorship for a long time. Sooner or later, the people get sick of it. I think that's part of it, too. 713-780-ESPN. We got a lot of good stuff coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We will do NFL against the Lions at 5 o'clock and talk about all the games coming up. And at 5:30, we'll have RJ Bell. at 5:45, we have Gym of the Day. And in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll have maybe some college plays. We'll just have to see.
It might have a surprise.
Yeah. We'll have to just wait and see, because that's just how we're just going to roll with it today.
What do you think about the A&M Alabama line? What are your thoughts
Well, here
are
my thoughts.
Why is the line so big, and what do you think is going to happen?
Here are my thoughts on that, AJ, and I... Oh, sorry. I did a whole write-up on it on the website today.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. If
you stuck a gun to my head, I'd take A&M to cover, but...
I think if you stuck a gun to mine, I'd take Alabama.
Okay.
But I wouldn't do it.
Gabriel says, do you ever get physically tired after a show? I imagine talking for a living could be taxing.
I'm tired sometimes after a show.
I am. It's not the physical part of it. It's just I feel like we have to be mentally sharp for 3 hours. So I'm more mentally fatigued. Like when I get in the car sometimes driving home, I'm just... I don't want to do anything. And then by the time I get home, I'm like, hey, let's go get a beer.
Yeah.
But usually, yeah, right after that. And especially when we're on road shows, those are harder for some reason because you're doing a lot more on the breaks. But, you know, it's a lot like teaching used to be. I felt like I had to be on for the entire hour and a half or else I would lose the students, right? This is kind of how I feel. You have to be on your game for 3 hours. And then, it's nothing. It's not like people who actually work for a living. I mean, that's stress. People actually have to do real jobs. That's draining. 713-780-ESPN. I'll go ahead and tell you the game I'm playing tonight. I'm taking the over on San Diego State. It's 48. The line is 23. You know how I like those out-of-whack lines like that? I can see San Diego State putting up 48 by themselves. And whenever I see a line like that, I'm going to jump on it. So, might have some more in the 6 o'clock hour. You see this A&M thing that they've created out of all of us?
I did see that.
You know what this reminds me of? And I hate to say it, it's embarrassing. Remember that video where the Aggies were in the car and singing the song?
Ooh.
Touch my tra-la-la.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of feel like they've put our tra-la-las out there to be touched.
Maybe so. That's those things. It's the same people.
Is it?
Yeah, those
Howdy.
Are.
Howdy. We're the Texas Aggie Yell Leaders. Yeah, and we're in Manhattan, Kansas, that's getting ready for the called. Kansas State. And this is how we get ready for football games.
Oh, you touched my tra-la-la.
Yeah.
My ding-ding-dong.
My ding-ding-dong.
La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Kind of appropriate.
That
this was about you guys and dicks.
That's true.
So, apropos, one might say. All right. Tanner says, just accepted an offer to work at St. Arnold's. Now you've got a blitzer on the inside. That's awesome.
Good for you.
Hey, congratulations. I'm actually doing, there's a St. Arnold's 5K Sunday I'm doing. So, I'll be out at the brewery Sunday. Not for long, because got to get back for football, of course. And watch bad football all day.
Yep.
And then bitch about it Monday.
Yep. Be back here to complain about it on Monday.
Exactly.
Don't you worry.
Exactly. All right. We're going to take a very quick break here. And when we come back, we will go through all the NFL lines. So, we won't take any calls in the 5 o'clock hour. So if you want to get in, just hang around till 6, and we'll be sure to get you in then.
All right, guys. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. And you want to do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call the pros at Allied to get you ready. 713-465-0400. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. Plus, they can help you on a lot of other things as well. If you want to do an outdoor kitchen, a patio cover, whatever it is, you want to do a water or fire feature, they can help you out on that too. But Carvestone, what it does is it gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface, and it costs you way less money than actually tearing everything out and putting down real stone. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your place, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects, and they'll help you save money too. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by their showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Yeah! Ghostbusters!
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.